What we want to know is what has led to this situation, if it happened without ZANU-PF's involvement, and if it happened with ZANU-PF's involvement, why did they have to do it this way? What has gone so wrong?
So now, in your own opinion, really, do you think that maybe ZANU-PF has got a hand here?
Well, we know that ZANU-PF has a history of eliminating its internal enemies using spurious and strange car accidents and so forth, including, you know, the death of the late General Mujuru, which involved a fire. So you have to, ZANU-PF has a history of stage managing accidents, if you like, and has not had that approach where they have to have people looking as though they've committed suicide or even forcing them to commit suicide, because that's the other side of the story. It may be that they had something huge on him and they said, well, we either take you out or you take yourself out. I think that it is highly possible, and because things are becoming very tricky and out of control for ZANU-PF, I think asking people or having people look like they committed suicide becomes the next best method other than the accidents, which a lot of people now believe to be pretty obvious, given that some of the ministers that some of the people who are longer in government include former intelligence ministers who know exactly what has to be done. I think this will be a new method that can be used to take out even former intelligence ministers.